Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, welcome to the weekend. There is a lot going on. The peace process is underway in Gaza, and we'll continue to bring you that news through the weekend and into next week. And we always look ahead about what's going on in and around town. And today, Greensburg, you're in the spotlight. And Alec Italiano is the Director of Planning and Development for the City of Greensburg. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
I'm good. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It's going to be a sunny day. Yeah. Looking forward to the weekend ahead. So there's a game plan to revitalize Greensburg. And obviously that's a mecca in Westmoreland County. So what's the plan, Alec?
Yeah, we have a game plan, just like a lot of people have game plans Friday night here, high school football coming up. So basically our downtown, you know, we have a lot of buildings, much like Pittsburgh does. Used to be offices, and we're trying to figure out a way to make them residential. So that can be a complicated process, but we're trying to, again, work with some of the private owners. And, you know, that this is going to be our area for growth for residential. Greensburg's 4 square miles. It's more or less built out at this point. So if we're going to grow our population and be an attractive place for students and the great universities that we have in the Greensburg area, then, you know, it's going to have to come from redeveloping some of these buildings. And we have some great partners that we're working with right now. So we're excited to, you know, see some change here.
One of the things that's a game changer for a lot of towns is the emergence of this growing artificial intelligence community, robotics in the region, these data centers. They're going to draw a lot of people, and they're going to need, obviously, places to live. You're hoping to attract them in the area. Where would the closest data center be to Greensburg right now in the future planning?
We had our development conference on Tuesday, and Nate Strom was our keynote speaker, who spoke about data centers you know, at length. It seems that up north in the New Kensington area seems to be where there's a lot of draw for it right now. But we also have great industrial parks in Westmoreland County. We have about 17 industrial parks scattered throughout Westmoreland County. The Westmoreland County IDC manages those. So, and there's 4 or 5 in the Greensburg Jeanette area here. So, you know, there's opportunity for them here. That seems to be the buzzword right now, data centers. And I believe the state is, you know, trying to encourage them to come in as well. So, yes, they're going to need workers. And, you know, Nate talked about the construction industry really benefiting from data centers because, you know, they have these long lifespans that require maintenance. So it's going to keep the construction industry moving for a while. So they're going to need housing, and it's not going to be the, you know, the come and go kind of workers. This is going to be, you know, expected to be some long-term jobs. So I think I said this last time I was on too, but Greensburg has kind of the best of both worlds out here, we like to say. You're out here in the suburbs and the country a little bit, but it offers you a nice kind of urban area out here to live and have coffee shops and bars and restaurants and theaters and museums all kind of within, you know, walking distance. So that's really what we're trying to, you know, envision here in Greensburg and attract people to live in our great town that way.
Yeah, and I know Mayor Robert Bell, very passionate. He's been in office since 2016, but this stuff mm-hmm. is actually starting to happen. It's not just going to be. There is actually movement, and we're seeing this around the region, which is encouraging for all the obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. So, well, Alex, thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Mayor Rob Bell, one of his favorite sayings is get the feet in the streets, you know. And how do we do that? Well, it's housing, you know, it's getting people living down there. And we have great events in Greensburg as well. So I appreciate the time. And you got me up early before my kids. So that's good. Appreciate it. Off to a good start this weekend.
How many kids you have?
2 kids, 5 and 2.
Oh, so you're in prime time, my man.
We are. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be getting them ready here and taking them to school here in about 20 minutes. So thanks again.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.